Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the reason why rap became great in the Western Mass suburbs.
Love the show. Hate Mark James, but you're an awesome radio host.
This is WEEI.
And I think one
exactly.
The next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
And you can't spell Marconi without the letters M-A-R-C.
And Andy Hart.
In general, it's a good rule. If you're going to be a jackass, be right.
Be right.
Hart, outside of you, is so vanilla.
Ow.
But when you guys are together, it really is good.
It is so good, dude.
Can I ask you a very stupid, simple question?
Well, I expect that coming from you.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yep. You know what the good thing is when I come to this show? I'm the third biggest a-hole.
Yes, sir.
It's Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
That's just the sad reality. Not everybody's perfect like us.
Mac and Hart. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I've talked to local leaders in Massachusetts about this. I've talked to our own folks about it. And it basically said that if people choose to protest, we need to make sure they have the ability to do that. We hope people protest peacefully. Honestly, it's a moment like that, an event like that. I can't imagine why people wouldn't want to get out in the streets and make a point about it.
That's the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker. We are Mark and Hart on WEEI. Don't forget, let's keep them coming. Instagram handle, Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk, Jumbo Hart.
Jeez, you're working it hard.
I'm working it hard, man. I want to get over a certain number. I'm trying to do it.
You think you're going to become an influencer or
No. And I don't have to worry about my parents trying to buy off. I already went to school. I'm done there.
Jeez.
I'm done there. Lori Loughlin.
Yes, I know.
I'm done there, Lori, sweetheart. We're all good there. No more schooling for me. I'm done. Enough. That was it. So, but we're hour number four, Boston Marathon canceled, the George Floyd situation. Major League Baseball is going to have a vote on Tuesday. All that, so we'll see. I believe that on Tuesday, June 2nd, if this does not go through, I think at that point you can cancel Christmas or cancel baseball for 2020. It's over. I don't think we're going to have a season.
Oh, can I read something real quick?
Yeah, it's, well, can you? I don't know if you can read, but you go ahead.
So predictable. David Nice, as somebody, Guy Dice said online. I'm reading a book right now. It's on the history of the NFL, like the real nuts and bolts history of the NFL. It's written by Jeff Horrigan, who used to be the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, I'm in the first 100 pages. It's all about the early stages. And just got to the point where the NFL's been around like 20 years. They're still kind of fledgling along. World War II arrives. And there's talk of, should we be playing football? What's going on? And Curly Lambeau, you might have heard of him.
Yeah,
There's a field.
Yeah.
It's Lambeau Field.
I think so.
He had a comment that I think is sort of appropriate now and is sort of appropriate for the sport of baseball as they try to find their way in this coronavirus pandemic and what this country's going through. And he said, I hate phones and turned sideways. I'm trying to read it.
Oh, I know. It's annoying.
So the easiest part is a little bit off. It's the finish that really kills it. But this is Curly Lambeau. And for professional sports, the easiest method would be to call the whole thing off, he said. But what kind of example would that be for the youngster who looks to the stars? Rotate it back so I can actually read it. For guidance and inspiration, only one course is open to sports. That is, carry on without regard to the sacrifice. This is no time for sports to look for profit.
Thank you. Who said that again?
Curly Lambeau, 1940 or 41.
Amen. Rest in peace.
And correct me if I'm wrong. So the NFL kept playing. They lost 22 members of the league, died in World War II. Whether it's players, a couple coaches, one owner, I think. Yeah. So 22 people went to war. They struggled to play through war. You remember the Steelers and the Eagles actually had to come together and form one team. They were the Steagles for a year.
Oh, Jesus.
Like they may.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Over the long haul, I feel like the NFL has done pretty well.
It worked.
Right?
It worked.
And that's all I would say. Yep. Curly Lambeau is speaking to you, Major League Baseball.
Read the last sentence one more time, if you can get it quickly. This is no time for profit.
This is no time for sports to look for a profit.
Thank you. Yeah, baseball. Get it.
Curly Lambeau told you 80 years ago what to do.
Baseball players, get it through your thick freaking head. I know. It sucks to take a near 80% pay cut. And I there's a part of me from a human side, I understand. Even if you're making the minimum $563,500, I get it. It sucks. But this is no time for sports to look for a profit. Just get back on the field. Because if you don't, it will kill your sport. It will kill it. It'll put the nail in its already proverbial coffin. You didn't think people came back in 95? When the strike carried over after canceling the 94 World Series, if you didn't think people came back then and then you needed the long ball, the juice ball with Sosa, Maguire, 98, they ain't coming back this time.
And I didn't know this. The next couple paragraphs after that were talk of, did you know Aristotle, which was, I don't know, 400 years B.C. or whatever when he was around, was very much a believer in the importance of sport and entertainment to the greater good of society.
Sure.
That people need that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course we do.
Hello.
Yeah.
Baseball. Like, you have an opportunity here. You know, Robert Frost, there's a fork in the road right now.
Yeah.
You might want to take the right path.
Right. And here's the thing, and I said this time and time again.
I just quoted Curly Lambeau, Aristotle, and Robert Frost.
Right.
I'm not faking it today, baby. Hey, that's a tough education.
Hey, I've said this before, that right now, if you're baseball, if you're an actor, you're Charlie Sheen. You're not getting any roles anymore. You peaked in the 80s and 90s. I know, or let me give you Sharon Stone, who really peaked in the 90s with Basic Instinct and Casino.
Yeah.
You don't remember much after Casino, do you?
I don't remember much after the leg crossing.
Right. Basic Instinct 2 flopped big time.
There was a Basic Instinct 2?
There was. In 2006. Exactly.
Really?
Exactly. There's a reason why you didn't, because it was garbage. So let me just say this.
Sounds like one of those John Cena straight to DVD WWE.
The Marine. Movies. Right. The Marine was probably better than that. I didn't watch The Marine. I watched Basic Instinct 2, and it was god awful. It was like you should have left that one alone. So, all that being said, you're not Amy Adams. That's the NFL. You're not Scarlett Johansson. That's the NBA. You're not Jennifer Lawrence. That's the NHL.
The Rock.
Well, I'm just doing females, comparing the females to female. So you're not them. So you need to understand who you are and where you are. Your sport is, you said, society's on the brink. Baseball's on the brink.
Yep.
And the thing is, what's the worst part is the players, I don't think, realize that.
I'm hoping this is just the Tom Brady Patriots thing. This is a game of chicken that's coming down to a deadline.
All right.
And maybe cooler heads will prevail. Well, Tom Brady left.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
It didn't work out. It worked out for him, I guess. We'll see.
Right. Yep. Kraft and Belichick thought he's going to do what he's done for two decades straight, and then he took his talents elsewhere. Thank you, Cam Taylor, for following me. Rick and Plymouth's up next. What's up, Rick?
Mark, you're the only one I call anymore. You know that?
I appreciate that, Rick. I appreciate that.
I've ever waited to call it.
Rick, you're the only person in Plymouth who doesn't hate me. I get a lot of haters from Plymouth, so thank you.
Not a chance. Anyways, the point you made before the break, I want to go right after the legal system because they are the problem. I'm sorry. The reason they're rioting is because the activists, the rioters, the victims, whoever you want to call them, I'm trying to leave race out of this.
Okay.
The reason they're rioting is because they don't think the system will back them up. Profiling's been going on with law enforcement far too long. It's still a problem. The problem is, murder. Man 2 is probably the best they're going to get out of this. You can't prove murder because you can't prove intent.
So you think he's going to be acquitted of murder in the third degree? You really do?
I think he's going to be acquitted of murder in the third degree. I think he's going to be convicted of man 2. It's the smartest thing the DA could have done. Because manslaughter, you do not have to prove intent. The problem is, the reason they're rioting is because they're scared to death that the system won't back them up. If anything happens, the system has abandoned them.
Right.
Every time. With Rodney King, the cops got off.
Yep.
When's the last time you saw a cop convicted for anything? Never mind black, never mind white. When's the last time you saw a cop convicted for using excessive force? Look, society has already gotten their pound of flesh out of these guys, okay? They're fired. They've lost all their benefits. They're never going to get a job in law enforcement again. If they do, there's something really wrong with the system. But the problem with this is the blacks especially, it's the only time I bring race in is because they're terrified. The reason they're acting out is because they know the system will not back them. And until the system does, until these guys get convicted of something, it's going to continue. And that's the root of your problem. It's the legal system. The system is broken, almost beyond repair. I hope it's not beyond repair. But they could start right now with making an example of this guy. Murder 3 would be great, but you're never going to prove intent, so Man 2 is the best you're going to get.
Mm. Well, which is a great phone call, Rick, as always. Thank you for calling. And I will say this. Lord have mercy on Minneapolis if he doesn't get Murder 2 convicted. Lord have mercy. And Lord really have mercy if he gets off on both. He gets acquitted on both.
I can't imagine.
But it's perplexing. Bill in a car phone. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're an attorney?
Yeah, I am. I thought your last caller made a good point, but I was calling to say something a little bit different.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that, Mark, one of the points that you've raised early on, and you continue to bring it up, is there's been no change in 30 years since Rodney King. I think that you do have a point, while I don't agree with you 100%, that there hasn't been enough change. I think this case could have some good because it could be the catalyst for the change that's actually needed. I think what we really need to ask questions about here, once we get over the shock of what we saw in those videos, what were the other policemen doing and why were they doing it? We've really got to dig down on that. What is the training? What are the procedures? What are the regulations? And I think we really have to go a little bit deeper. Let's ask about what policemen's unions are doing to kind of close ranks when something like this happens. I think we have to know why those fellow officers didn't tell that police officer to get off that man, and when he refused to do it, why they didn't draw down on him or take physical force to save the life of the man being killed.
Well, Bill, just
and
to interrupt.
That, to me, is the real problem.
Just to interrupt real quick, if you read, I read a retelling of the police report. There is one officer, I believe they refer to him as Lane, Officer Lane, who did mention, get off him, we need to roll him over, but didn't obviously push it as far as he should have, could have. But there was one guy that brought up that as a necessity.
Bill, what kind of law do you practice?
Well, I practice in litigation. I don't do criminal work.
Okay.
I'm not offering expert.
No. I was just curious. I was just wondering, like, if you did do criminal law, how you think this will all play out. But no, I appreciate your transparency and everything in terms of what you do practice. But Bill, at the end of the day, is that someone died 5 days ago that should still be alive?
Well, we've had abuse situations, police abuse situations. Some of them result in death, as this one did. And it continues to go on. I have associates and friends in the legal profession that literally make a living suing police forces because of this type of situation. It is that prevalent that lawyers just go out and specialize in this and make a darn good living at it. But that really tells you something about what's going on underneath. There were procedures that are wrong. I think that the fact that one officer turned to him and said, hey, you should get off of him. Okay, great. Let's take the uniform off of the man with the knee to the neck. And let's just say that officer came upon another citizen doing that to somebody else. Wouldn't we be outraged if all the officer did was say, gee, maybe you should get off of him?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Very
But I
well,
mean, there,
right.
there's layers. Because I didn't know, if I read it correctly, a retelling of the incident, he was in the car and they pulled him back out. Is that accurate?
Oh, I don't know.
That they had gotten George Floyd into a police vehicle and then pulled him back out. And then we kind of pick up from there.
Oh.
Which, again, Ooh. Is weird.
Well, then now that's
There's a lot of jumble here. I see different videos of different segments of this. I haven't seen anybody put it all together yet. Now, admittedly, I haven't been glued to the TV this weekend, but somebody's going to do that. Somebody's going to put that together. But, you know, don't you think at a national level, if need be, there has to be retraining of our police. There can't be this closure around the brothers in blue when they do something.
You know what, Bill, and I agree with you. Thanks for the call.
But I also don't know what the training is, personally.
Well, here's the thing.
Like, I don't think he was trained to kill a man with his neck. With his knee on his
neck. Eric Gardner, Trayvon Martin. We can go down the list of the guy, Ahmed Aubrey, down in outside of Atlanta. There's been so many cases that, like, now we're going to be proactive. It's amazing that, you know, once our country got attacked on 9/11, then all of a sudden all these new regulations for airport security were implemented. ASAP.
Because we're reactive.
Well, that's fine. Why haven't we been reactive, like, over the last 30 years quick enough so this crap doesn't keep on continuing?
Here's where the cynical side comes in. It's because it's a short-term thing. And then once you quell the situation and the riots are over and you just move on.
Right.
Back to reality.
Right.
Back to the real world.
Here,
that isn't great.
Here's the worst part about this. In, like, 2 or 3 weeks, attention span. There'll be a new news cycle. We'll move on.
Right. And then this will come back around for the trial.
Yep. That's
but
how it
you're
works.
Right. They will move on to something, some other story.
Right.
You know, the great example I used recently was, remember how the world was focused on the fires in Australia? How many koala bears were dying? And then it just went away. Literally, I said to my wife, are the fires still burning? I don't know. Like, because it was no longer the lead story on the newspaper, the nightly news.
Well, what's amazing is that if you watched Fox News Channel or CNN in the last 36 hours, like, I didn't hear or see the word corona.
Right.
At all.
Because they want a new story.
Nope. Nope.
You know what you also don't see, and I showed Eamon a video somebody had sent me on Twitter, was a silent protest in Atlanta. I don't know how many it was. It was just kind of a scanning of a crowd.
Yeah.
It was just a crowd of people with a fist of strength held high. And there were, I mean, definitely thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people. You don't see that. Why? It's not sexy. Doesn't really sell.
Well, tens of thousands of people at a silent protest?
Just silent. I mean, you couldn't hear anything with just the scanning of somebody scanned it with their cell phone.
But was that many people?
I mean, it's definitely thousands.
Okay.
I'm not good at
visual. But to me,
just standing there protesting.
That's not sexy.
Not sexy.
That's not sexy.
That's
no, we want,
that's
we
not going to get me clicks and viewers.
Blood
and
guts. And,
right.
No.
We need a reporter being arrested. We need a reporter being shot at. We need fire. We need broken glass and looting. That's what is going to suck in the viewer.
Yep. Mike in Foxborough. What's up, Mike?
Hey, just wanted to answer Bill's question. I think part of the reason why the other three guys didn't really push it is the guy who did the killing was a 19-year vet, and the other guys, I think, have been on the force for like 3 years.
Right.
So it's not easy to override, you know, someone with that much experience, I don't think.
Right.
And I don't think it's a union issue. Like,
well,
hey,
Mike, do you think Derek Chauvin, do you think he probably would have not minded today with the hell that him and his family are going through and the fact that his life is basically, let's face it, even though he's technically living, he's persona non grata.
But I don't
he's
know
a
that.
Pariah.
No, well, I think there's a chance he gets off.
Okay. But
and George Floyd lives, and now he's pissed at a guy for in a tough situation. He goes after him. He, you know, a subordinate went above
and
beyond.
No, what he's having to go through right now.
But he would have never done that. So then it's a different framework. He lives, and this guy called me out in front of a crowd, made me look bad. Well, he may try to crush that guy.
Okay.
Yep.
But
right?
You know what? At least George Floyd's still alive. Whatever you got to deal with internally in internal affairs at a police department, who cares? At least George Floyd's still alive. That's the that's the whole premise. So that cop who had less experience should have showed him up.
Well, the reason why I called actually is a couple callers before Bill, someone said there was a white kid that was shot by police, and how come there weren't any riots or notoriety about that? But that particular event happened all the way back in 2015 in South Carolina, and I don't know if that person's point was that there...
Oh, I remember that now. I do remember that. Yes.
There should have been, like, if black people should have rioted on behalf of this white kid that got killed. But you got to back up, because if you look at the population of the country, 73% are white, 16% Hispanic, 13% African American. If everything was equal in a perfect world, I'd expect 5 unarmed white kids to get killed for every 1 African American. But does anyone think the ratio's like that? It almost seems like it's the other way around.
Right.
Like 5 or more African Americans are killed for every one white kid.
Easily. It seems that way anyway, the way it's portrayed, Mike. I don't have the stats, but the way it's depicted, it's not good.
Our perception.
And then there was another caller before that was talking about he wanted proof that cop was racist, and you guys are asking him to cite sources. But back in 2015, Trump retweeted a fictitious organization called Crime Statistics Bureau on Bill O'Reilly's Fox Network show that had these incorrect facts. They were totally wrong. But then the problem with Twitter and Facebook and all that is once it gets on there, people read it and they believe it and they think it's true. And then that just perpetuates itself, right. And people take that for fact. Like, that's what that guy did. And then, you know, there was another guy before that was talking about...
All right, hey, Mike, we got your point. Like, I got you. There's, you know, listen, that's... We love the callers, even the ones that don't agree with us. We love them. They want to... You know, it's fine. It's just, we're not going to critique every caller.
Right. Right. We allow opinions to come on. We try to put the brakes on if they really cross any lines that are ridiculous.
But
people have a right to their opinion. And I will say, social media, Facebook, Twitter has made it easier to propagate kind of fake news or ideas to get, you know, catch on and become truths, even though but those have been around forever.
Yeah.
I saw one recently that I don't know if it was real or not because I saw the debunking was on Twitter, but that there's some reason, you know how your coach has always told you to stand up tall when you're doing gassers or sprints or whatever, stand tall. If you put your hands down on your knees, you can't get as much oxygen. There was a study recently I saw on Twitter, so I don't know if it's true, that's wrong. It's actually better to lean on your knees. But we all thought for years, because our, you know, 8th grade football
military
coach,
drill sergeant,
told us stand. I've told kids that because my coaches told kids that, right? And so you don't need Twitter for truths to become fact that may or may not actually be facts.
Yeah, no. Matter of fact, I would highly implore you not look at Twitter for truths to become at all. Rich in Hatfield, the insurance capital of the world. Hey, Rich.
Hey, well, we want to. Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
I retired from the Hartford Police. I was a commander of the Internal Affairs Division. And I'm moving forward, and I think this is where the real problem is. And I think it's more perception, especially from the Black and Latino communities. They don't have a trust in... First of all, that county prosecutor who waited 5 days to make an arrest.
In Hennepin County.
That looks like, Jesus, what the hell are you doing? That should have been done within the first 24 hours.
No question.
So already the angst is up. And I think one of the ways you do this, honestly, is you need from the Department of Justice, it has to come from the federal government. Any police shooting has to have a federal shoot board. And they're the ones who will investigate, prosecute, and also provide a coroner. And they bifurcate the cases. One would be on the state level to seeing if it was an actual homicide, and the other part would be your civil rights. So they bifurcate, and those... One, you may get a conviction. On the other one, you may not. And I think there, I believe you're going to get consistency within prosecution. And also, you're going to get a trust from communities that are, especially in the Black and Hispanic communities, to say, like, wait a minute here. I'm going to have some country bumpkin prosecutor do this? No. You're going to have the very best teams from the federal government. And I think ultimately we need a secretary of law enforcement where every internal affairs investigation from like the department I worked with has to be turned over yearly, and specifically what action we took and why we took it. And so, we have to literally profile officers.
That's great. That's a good idea.
It sounds
Rich.
Like a great idea. I would ask you two questions, Rich, since you are sort of informed in this area. You've been there, done that. A, why do we not have this? And B, is it realistic for it to happen?
Well, I mean, the pushback is going to come from unions. That's the first part. The
Gee, sound, part, are you, think, you sure you're not talking about baseball?
Right.
I'm just joking. Keep going.
Well, I mean, I'm being logical. I mean, I think it's fear. I think the officers will look at that as, oh, my God, we're going to have the federal government looking at everything we do. Okay. I think it ultimately it'll benefit the officers themselves.
Yeah. Really. I mean, Rich, good points all around. We're up against it. I want to get to trending. But he's right. I mean, he brings the bullet.
And sometimes fear is a good thing. Right?
It's, you got to do something. Something needs to change, and it's going to continue to go down there. And I know LeBron says a lot of dumbass things, but when he said what he said, it's tough to argue that, especially when you saw what happened 5 days ago. 5 days ago, a guy who died for no good reason, and a guy who was just sitting there on the ground, completely unarmed, no threat to any of the four cops that were there at that juncture, and no longer with us. So there's that. Don't forget, we'll get to your calls next, but Fastest Five, the final segment coming up before we send it off to Ken and Fitzy today. Now it's time for trending.
Listen to Dale and Keith weekdays 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer, was shown on video kneeling on George Floyd's neck before his death, has been arrested on third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter charges in connection with Floyd's death. Governor Baker officially gave Boston's pro sports teams the okay to return to practice facilities starting a week from today on June 6. MLB owners and NBA Board of Governors vote to return on play scenarios this week. A big day, D-Day for baseball on Tuesday. Huge, huge disagreements, diametrically opposed between the players and owners, and the number of games. We'll see if they can come to some sort of compromise, but I wouldn't bet on it. NBA will vote on Thursday. Their plan is expected to be approved. Under this plan, players would be brought to the Walt Disney World Wide World of Sports in Orlando late July to restart with 8 regular season games each. I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that. I like how NHL is just like, bye-bye regular season. We're done with that, but then a play-in tournament for the 8th seed in each conference and a full playoff slate. What's interesting, though, what if Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are better? They're the last seed. They're the 8th seed in the East.
That would actually
be very interesting. That would be...
Hey, at least I'll have somebody to root against.
Right, right.
Because I don't care for them.
But no, I know. But to see them versus the Greek Freak and Chris Middleton, the team with the best record in the NBA, you get Kyrie, Durant, Dinwiddie, and Caris LeVert with Jared Allen. Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
The NBA is going to own the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, with the seeding, the Lakers and the Clippers can play in the finals. The Celtics play the Sixers.
Hey, if this thing that they're proposing that's going to start, where the NBA season would start around Christmas.
Oh, that's...
It's
going to happen.
The NBA is going to own every summer.
It's going to happen.
Every summer.
I don't know. Football still owns almost everything.
No, I know.
Except for that June period where
they don't play real games in the summer.
No, I just never know where they're going to go to take over the world.
Oh, yeah.
They're still the gorilla.
Oh, no, there's no question about that. Alex Speer of the Boston Globe said the Red Sox had a meeting yesterday. They announced there will be no layoffs or furloughs, but there would be rolling salary cuts for those making more than $50,000 a year. That's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, Mark and Hart, just one little update. According to TMZ and Fox News, the wife of former cop Derek Chauvin, who's being charged with murder in the third degree, manslaughter in the second degree, Kelly, who's a former Mrs. Minnesota in 2018. She is divorced. She's filed for divorce from him. I would say that's a really great decision. So they don't have any kids together, but they have been married for 10 years. So she is out.
Good call by her.
A very good call.
And it tells you a little something.
You can
read into that.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jeff in a car, appreciate your patience.
Hey, good morning, Mark and Andy. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And, Mark, before we get into the conversation, I want to let you know I was down in Naples a few days ago, and I saw a neighbor of mine who I see quite frequently, who's a Patriots fan, who has his car all decked out in Patriots gear, and from headlights to wheel caps. It's all gone. Done.
No kidding.
Because of Brady, yeah.
Wow.
He is absolutely livid, much like the conversations that we've had in the past. He's done. He is done. Yeah, this guy was as diehard as it gets. Another sports item, baseball. I'm done with baseball. Done. These guys just don't get it. So I'm sure I'm not alone in that sentiment, given what we've got going on. But I want to talk about the George Floyd situation.
Sure.
And, that video is just, it's heartbreaking. I don't know how else to describe it. Heartbreaking, and it's disgusting, too. And as far as I'm concerned, all four of those cops should be charged, locked up, and throw the key away.
Yep, amen.
They're supposed to know better. And whether it's a rookie or somebody with not as much tenure on the force, they take that oath to protect and serve.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's one thing to be involved in a crime, because that was a crime. But to sit there and watch as another man is dying, saying, I can't breathe. What is wrong with these guys? They have an obligation to step up. And to me, that's just as bad as the action itself of killing that man. And all four of them, guilty.
Okay. In the court of public opinion, they certainly are,
yes.
Unequivocally,
and,
Jeff.
But where I have a problem is I understand the anger and the outrage and the frustration of the black community. I really do. But things are getting too out of hand now. You know, we can't have buildings broken into, businesses broken into, outright stealing.
No, I know. The rioting and looting, right. and we all agree upon that. That's inexcusable. But I think that people feel it's the only way their message is going to get across.
Right.
Basically.
And they don't, I mean, we noted earlier, they're doing a disservice to their community.
Absolutely.
Their own selves,
and
their
own
kind, everybody.
Yeah,
right.
She said so last night. Hi, David is up next in Natick. What's up, David?
Good morning.
Hey.
I got a bunch of stuff to say about this rioting. It's just, you know, first of all, the guy before me made a good point, too, that I kind of overlooked. The other cops who were just sitting there, just observing the thing, should have stepped in, and
yep.
and they failed to, and that's
yep.
Negligence or they can be.
They could be accomplices in this. Martin Luther King Jr., yeah. The eldest son of Martin Luther King, said yesterday, goes they also need to be
right.
Charged.
Yeah. They absolutely do. Now to the rioters. And I mean, many of them were white too, and they just—I mean—you're being totally uneducated. That if they think this is going to work, they're foolish. They're foolishly uneducated. They're embarrassing themselves. They're disgracing their community, and they need—I mean—they need to be persecuted just as much as anybody else involved in everything that's going on right now. They're a bunch of idiots, and I don't care if you're black, white, male, female, old, young, you're disgracing yourself and you're disgracing the community. But the last thing with the media I wanted to get to, too, is that, I mean, it's like in football. When you see a horrible injury, the TV oftentimes chooses not to show it. Same thing with CNN and Fox and all the other TV stations and networks. Stop showing it so much. Let's not be foolish. They're doing it, but they're showing it because it garners ratings. And just stop showing it so much.
I get it, Dave, that's the news. That's
right.
Their job.
And it's happening.
It's yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
Then at what point do you say you're crossing over into censorship and dictatorship and, you know, communism. They don't let their citizens see what's going on, right? And so that's what we want?
No.
We don't want to know what's going on?
No.
Now, where's the happy medium between glorifying it and censorship and not allowing your citizens to know what's going on? But I think they should be. If it's happening, as long as you're not, you know, picking an angle that shows something that really isn't happening, happening, if you're showing what's actually happening, that's the reality of the world.
Whatever network you watch, we know Fox is on the right wing. We know CNN's on the left wing, CNBC, MSNBC. The one thing that is neutral is that video. That video is unbiased and objective. Now, you can interpret it any way you want, but that video draws one conclusion, and we all know what it is. Steve in Winchester, what's up, Steve?
Hey, Mark, my PAL pal. How are you?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, thank you. Mark, he kind of took a little bit of my thunder. It's the news. Like, the first time I heard about this, I looked at it, but all you see is white cop has knee on black man's neck. Why can't you just say cop oversteps boundaries? You know what I mean? Why do they have to put race into it? That's, you know, just to start a problem.
Well, I don't think they put race into it. I mean, I think the fact that you need to show what happened, Steve.
Plus, you don't really want them to say cop oversteps boundaries. If you want them to say cop kills man.
Right. Well, also, this is what cracks me up. Those other officers all should be charged with the same account. I mean, aren't these the same people?
Yep.
Aren't these the same people that say, see something, say something?
Sure. Yes. Sure. Yes.
So you're seeing a guy putting his knee on a man's neck. Never mind, the guy's been charged with 17 other counts of doing something else to other people. I don't know what. But, I mean, you're the guys that preach that saying, so you didn't do it. So how are other people going to follow suit?
That's true. Practice what you preach, Steve.
Yep.
I'm with you on the other cops. They should, you know, obviously not to the extent of Derek Chauvin, but they certainly. All right, we'll grab this, and then we'll take a quick timeout before we hit Fastest Five. Jeff, what's up, Jeff?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Good, good. I had a couple of points to make. I've got to make them quick because I know you have another coming in. One is, if they had made the charge initially, they could have probably avoided that, right, avoiding the situation from the start. And the other point that I have is, all of those people who are in there, the mayor finally came on, and this is something that's been going on for a long time, which is some of these protesters are busting from different organizations.
Yes.
And things of that
nature. Antifa, right.
And so their mayor of that town said that 20% were the townspeople, and they were.
I heard that, Jeff, but we don't like that's them coming out of the mayor's mouth trying to pull some spin. We can't. I can't verify.
No, also came out of the governor's mouth.
Oh, well, governors can lie too. Governors can lie too, Jeff.
I understand, but the bottom line is they said that the percentage of the protesters went up from 20%. To to 80% or 90% or something of that nature, but basically, and this is a common thing. This happened in Boston as well. This happens across the country, where you'll have a group of people who will just join in these protests from different organizations, and they'll incite a lot of the things that the initial protesters wasn't their thing, and then some of them, of course, join in on it. But a lot of that stuff is incited, and so. You know, that's one of the points. But I wish they had made an arrest early on. And they could have avoided
Yes. Yeah, you didn't. You know what? I'll say this, Jeff, and we'll never know. What if none of these riots happened? What if none of this happened? Would the cop have been arrested? I don't know. You don't know. They took a little while.
They took way too long.
I
thought you were going to go in the other direction. If he had been arrested immediately, would the riots have not happened?
No, I still think they would have happened.
I think there's a chance they would have. But it would have been, quite frankly, if this video showed the guy who was, you know, big-chested bouncer guy.
Yeah.
What if he just took his gun out, pointed it at his coworker, and said, stand up and put your hands behind your neck? How would that have changed things?
Everything.
That would have been huge,
that
right?
That would have been huge.
Would have been a visual. We would have all seen it. The video would have played differently. You know, if he does it early enough, maybe he does it before the death.
And by the way, who cares about two cops fighting as long as you can save a life?
Right.
You want to say that the important thing is to save a... For every law enforcement, to protect and serve. Well, you weren't protecting.
And you were serving, but you were serving your brotherhood, right? You were. There was the group mentality. The officers stuck together there, even though I think some of them, at least one, the one that's referred to as Lane, I believe, Officer Lane in the police report, knew something was going wrong, that things weren't being done properly.
Yep. Final segment, the Fastest Five, a montage that Eamon has put together of the entire today's entire 3 hours and 46 minutes next.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. It's time for the Fastest Five. That's right, we'll try to recap today's show in just 5 minutes. It's the Fastest Five with Mark and Hart right here on WEEI.
Give me arguments. I've never been a cop. I've never had my life in danger. I've never had the training. I've never had the stress. But that moment when you're kneeling on somebody's neck and throat in the back of their head and they go limp, shouldn't you immediately have a reaction that that man did not have? To me, that's where he crossed the line of any excuse of any kind of anything. The human being in him felt a life beneath him go limp. And dead, and there was no reaction.
Brendan Haywood's like, "What's that?"
Right.
Like, well, we stopped for speakers. What's that? And he would talk to this other guy in the show, Q. And he's like, "Q, what's a warning? I don't know. I've never gotten a warning. Right. I have no idea what is this you speak of? What is this warning that you speak of?"
And she had one of those fluorescent like green vests on. Like there was no confusion. Okay.
Press pass visible.
Yeah. I like the guy, though. You keep going, though. We'll just watch.
Yeah.
Go where it's nice here in the studio. You do what you need to do.
Don't worry about the rubber bullets.
He's like, this is great TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an Emmy for leading this.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
The way I try to collect Air Jordan sneakers, he collects Nazi memorabilia. They put this guy on last night as some sort of, like, a voice of reason. Like on Fox News,
One could argue he's an expert in racism.
Well, he is.
He's an authority on police racism.
Hey, right. So this is my sort of Amazon UFC pick, Chris Gutierrez tonight. Go, Chris Gutierrez.
Do you even know who he's fighting?
No.
I do not. I literally do not. That's a great question.
Just wondering.
That's a great question. But I will find out. But I bet on him. Jenny in New England. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how are you? I'm just an old white lady. I don't know anything about sports, but I'm loving your program with all the different call-ins about the protests going on because that really upset me last night. I am just so thrilled that you have all these different views coming in on a sports show, which I normally never would even stop on the dial. I happen to be in the car and a cell phone. And I just had to call in how great it is that you're talking and all your guests have so many different points of view. And I thank you for that.
A new clock?
No. On the weekends, it's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're like,
I don't know what your clock is.
Yeah, Derek Chauvin.
We're still only 6 minutes late. So it's fine.
Well, this guy wouldn't shut the F up.
He always blames me.
Between the two of you, neither of you ever shuts the F up.
There you go. Fair enough. Eamon's the arbiter in all this.
Yes, yes, yes.
This has been a sublime Saturday on Mark and Hart. Oh, follow Andy Hart. I know you're Jumbo Hart on Twitter.
Yes.
Mine's Mark James, M-A-R-C James. My Instagram, it's the most neglected IG account, but I picked up a lot of followers, so they make fun of it. It's Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk. What's your gram?
Jumbo Heart.
With a blue check mark.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure I want all my photos accessible.
You have to do that for every app.
Yeah, you do.
I don't care for it.
Yeah. Well, that's by the way, hey.
Such an old man.
Hey, Eamon.
I'm not letting this thing Eamon have access.
Get off my lawn.
What is the whole premise, Eamon, and purpose of Instagram? Pics, right? So why would you not allow them access?
Dumbass.
If this does not go through, I think at that point, you can cancel Christmas or cancel baseball for 2020. It's over. I don't think we're going to have a season.
Oh, can I read something real quick?
Yeah, can you? I don't know if you can read, but go ahead.
You're so predictable. David Nice, as somebody, Guy Dice said online.
You can't even read.
Very nice. Very nice, Eamon. Good job out of you. We appreciate the caller participation. The texters, too, except for the one from the 508 who said that thing about if George Floyd had never committed crime, well, then this would have never happened. Except for that one. Everybody else, we do appreciate. Whether you agree or disagree, this doesn't really matter. And it was a spirited show today. It's very contentious. It's different times. And we hope that things will change. Coming up next is Fitzy and Ken Laird. Follow me and Andy on Instagram. our neglected Instagram handle, Mark James Talk, M-A-R-C James Talk, and then Andy's is Jumbo Heart. We appreciate Joshua and Jacob. We appreciate the Kaufmans for going ahead and releasing that.
Not sure that was right. Was one of them Evan?
It could have been Evan. It could have been Evan. We appreciate the Kaufmans.
And their cousin, Joshua and Jacob.
Yeah, we appreciate that. There we go. Ken Laird and Fitzy coming up next. Stay tuned for those knuckleheads. Have a great Saturday. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same channel, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then Andy Hart will be with me as I'm in for Mutt on Monday night. Andy Hart will be with me 6 to 10 on Monday night. He'll be with me for a couple hours on Monday night. So we'll look forward to that. Have a great Saturday. Hasta mañana. Stay tuned next for Laird and Fitzy.
Get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.